You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Use promo code NFCBEAST for 15% off. Active until the Eagles or the Giants lose their next game. Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, October 21st, currently 12:21 on the East Coast. Here to talk some NBA player props here on the PropCast. The season just got underway this week, and I'm so excited about the NBA season. It's my favorite sport, as many of you know, and probably my most profitable sport as far as player props go. It's been a pretty good start to the player props market. I can't say the same about the locks and dogs, but hey, it's still the second or third day of the season, so it's a long season. We're going to turn it around, but hey, we're here to talk about some player props, and joining me, the newest co-host of the PropCast for the NBA season. The gentleman's going to be joining me at least once a week for the NBA player props. You know him on the voice of the NFL Gambling Podcast, the biggest Washington Commandos fan out there. Or should I say the New York Giants? No, I'm just kidding. It's Ryan Moneyline McIntyre. Ryan, so happy to have you on the NBA PropCast, my man. How you doing?
Moonoff, appreciate you having me. Fired up, man. 11 game slate. I just got done listening to you and Scott over there at the NBA Gambling Podcast. So everybody go check out that episode as well. So ready to dive into some props for these 11 games on a Friday night.
Yeah, like you mentioned, a big schedule. You, as usual, on Friday nights. I know I was talking to Ryan Gilbert about hockey and how they have majority of like their big schedules on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But for NBA, it's always Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And like the smaller slates are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I guess it works out well if you're both a hockey fan and an NBA fan. But yeah, it's again, the second game for most of these teams. It's only a one game sample. So like I've been telling people on Twitter and where we're doing these NBA pods and even the PropCast here, that again, we're still accumulating data over the first 2 weeks. So if you're betting a full unit on this, maybe take it down to maybe a half a unit or a quarter of a unit. We're still getting a feel for these players and how they're performing against these defenses and things like that. But Ryan, before we do get into the player props, anything that's kind of stuck out to you, at least in the first couple of days here in the NBA?
No, nothing really. Like you said, it's worth trying to figure out these teams. It's a new year. The thing that really sticks out right away is how bad San Antonio is. I mean, yeah. I know Popovich joked about, I wouldn't bet on my own team. Well, usually these bad teams will get up for the first, what, 7-10 games and then peter out. They just look like a dead team walking right off the bat.
Yeah, defensively, that team is just not going to be very good. I mean, they gave up, I think, 123, 129 to Charlotte in the first game. And they gave up at least 30 points in every quarter to the Charlotte Hornets in that game. So definitely a team that we are going to be fading a lot this season. All right, yeah, before we get into the player props for the Friday games, let me tell you guys about our presenting sponsor, WynnBET. Thinking of joining WynnBET? Well, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. And looking to join the WinBet Biggest Winners Club? Well, whoever hits the biggest parlay on WinBet odds-wise gets a $1,000 free bet. Last week's winner of the Biggest Winners Club was a New York bettor who hit a plus 150 to 1 parlay on all live money lines wagering for $110.40, which he turned into $16,743.56. WinBet truly is hashtag DGens only. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, Ryan, let's get into our player props. We'll give three player props each, and then our last one is going to be our best bet. So a little different format from what you're used to. I think we'll save our very best one for last as our best bet. So we'll give about four total here. Ryan, I will give you the floor first. My man, what is your first player prop for this Friday schedule in the NBA?
So I mentioned it, the team, the Spurs, really bad defensively. They gave up 130 to a Hornets team that I didn't think was very good going into the game. I'm going to go Tyrese Haliburton over 17.5 points and over 9.5 assists. So if you want to just take a double-double, it's minus 105 as well.
Yeah, look, Haliburton, we've touted him so much on the NBA yes. gambling podcast coming into the season, rightfully so, right? He goes from the trade from Sacramento last season over to Indiana, and his numbers just really skyrocketed after that trade. And if you kind of just look at it from just all the offensive categories, whether that was field goal percentage, whether that was assists per game, points per game, it went through the roof. And just in game one, again, a small sample against the Washington Wizards, he led the team in scoring. He finished that game with 26 points for the Indiana Pacers. I believe he played a team high 36 minutes, I believe. Yeah. And also had 18 field goal attempts. So we know this guy's going to have the keys in his hands for the Indiana Pacers offense. And now, like you mentioned there, Ryan, he's going to have one of the worst defenses, if not the worst defense, coming into town here tonight and to try to contain him. So I think he should have a big night as well in this game one for the Indiana Pacers. All right, so let me get over to my first player prop. I'm going to go down here to the H with a one of the most exciting players, I guess we can say here, Ryan. Ja Morant, I'm going to take the over on his points, which is currently listed at 27.5, I believe, what I saw earlier. It's up to 28.5 with a little bit of juice on the over as well. But look, right now, this guy is going to be the offense for this Memphis Grizzlies team. We saw in game one that he dropped at least, 32 points, I believe, in that game against the New York Knicks. It did go into overtime. Sorry, he had 34 in that game on 24 shots. But one of the things that does kind of stick out to me about this this Memphis Grizzlies team is I know that Dylan Brooks is dealing with an injury. They do have Desmond Bane, but the offense is going to run through Ja Morant. He's going to have the ball in his hands. He's going to, number one, lead this team in field goal attempts. He's going to probably be up there in minutes as well. Like I mentioned, the first game against the Knicks, he played 38 minutes, was 3 of 6 from downtown. We know that he can attack the basket at will and get to the free throw line. He was 9-11 from the free throw line in game one against the New York Knicks. And also, he did finish up that game with 9 assists as well. But the two things that really stick out to me, number one, minutes played and field goal attempts. And again, just because offensively there's not much going on for this Grizzlies team outside of him and Desmond Bane, I think that he's going to, you know, have to lead this team in scoring every single night, and he does have that capability. We saw it over the last the previous year to last year where he made a significant leap from points per game to now. And again, in game one, 34 points for Ja Morant. So now going up against his backcourt of the Houston Rockets, we're all going to struggle to guard him, right? Going up against Kevin Porter Jr., not great defensively. Same thing with Jalen Green, not great defensively. I think Ja Morant should have his way tonight against my Rockets. Ryan, any thoughts on Ja Morant?
No, you mentioned it. Hey, I like that as well. The only thing that concerns me a little bit with that one is if Memphis just punches him in the mouth right away and they blow them out, and let's say he rests in the fourth quarter. That's the only way I don't see him getting it, because you mentioned it, this Rockets team – I know you're a Rockets fan, but they're not very good. They're young. The future's bright. They're trying to build something. But the offense goes through Moran, and he just seems like a guy on a mission after the way his season ended with the injury. And Grizzlies are the Memphis Grizzlies are looking to take that next step this year. So I really like this team going forward.
Yeah, Rockets have a lot of young talent, like you mentioned. And I think they're still working through some, you know, number one defensively, but I think offensively as well. There's a lot of guys on this team that need the ball in their hands to be effective. And I think that's a big job that Steven Silas has had to kind of figure things out, especially, you know, with Jabari Smith, the third overall pick, Jalen Green as well, and obviously Kevin Porter Jr. as well. So it'll be interesting to watch how this team kind of grows. As like you mentioned, they are one of the younger teams in the NBA. All right, Ryan, let's get over to your next player prop. What do you got, my man?
I'm going to go to the ESPN game, and Miami, disappointing, losing to Chicago in the opener. I think they bounced back tonight against Boston in terms of I think it's a very competitive game, and I think it starts with getting the ball to Bam because Robert Williams is out for the Celtics. So I'm looking at Bam Adebayo right now, over 15.5 points tonight. So I think the offense runs through Bam a little bit tonight. And just looking back on the playoff series, the epic playoff series that they had last year, when Robert Williams was out, was when Bam, they really tried to go inside to Bam. I mean, game 7, 25-11 is the one that stands out. Game 5, 18-10 when Robert Williams was banged up throughout. So I look for Miami to play through Bam tonight and get back on track after a disappointing opening night.
Yeah, I think that's the key there to what you just mentioned, right? And I think we talked about this on the Tuesday pod that we did with Robert Williams being out, that I think Joel Embiid should have had an easier time than he did in that game one against Boston. I mean, he did finish up that game with 26 points on 18 shot attempts. But for Bam, I think that, yeah, look, in game one wasn't very pretty for him shooting the ball wise, but he still got up 15 shot attempts in that game against the Chicago Bulls. He did play 34 minutes. Again, like I mentioned, only 5 of 15 from the floor, 33%. Got to the free throw line only 3 times as well. So I think for them to have success here tonight, Bam is going to have to be involved in the offensive game plan. He's going to have to finish around the basket. With the lack of size inside for the Boston Celtics, it's pretty much only, Al Horford for that team in the center position. Yeah. And their backup, I completely forgot who it was that's coming off the bench for them, at least in that backup center role. But regardless, without Robert Williams, that interior defense is completely different. So I do like that as well. Maybe want to sprinkle a little bit on that double-double here tonight as well for Bam Adebayo. Let me see if I can pull up that number and see what that number is for him. Let's see.
I'm looking at, where was it? I just had the double-doubles. Bam is
plus 145.
Yep, I like that. Yeah, so if you want a plus dog, that plus 145, I like that as well.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to stay in the same game here. I have a player prop, but I'm going to go over to the Boston side. I'm going with a rebounding prop here. That's going to be Jason Tatum, over 7.5 rebounds here tonight. That's currently at plus money at plus 105. Let me just double check this last time. Yeah, it's still at plus 105 here. And you take a look at what happened in game one. And again, I think that the whole premise of our two player props here has been centered around Robert Williams, which just kind of tells you how important he is to the Boston Celtics team. But you kind of take a look in game one for Jason Tatum. He finished up with another double-double. You know, Scott had that double-double as his dog of the day for that game one, where he did finish up with 35 points and did have 12 rebounds for the Boston Celtics. But I think there's another game where he can have at least 8 to 9 rebounds. And I wouldn't be shocked if he does have double digits rebounding again. Because if Al Horford is matched up on Bam, especially on the perimeter, that's going to open up the opportunities again for Jason Tatum to grab these rebounds. And he's had pretty good success against the Miami Heat throughout his career. We go back to last season, since 2021, or at least over the last 4 games, he's had at least 8 or more rebounds in 3 out of those 4 games. So I think that, again, Jason Tatum, rebounding-wise, I think should get over this number like he did in game one against the Philadelphia 76ers, who do have that big man. Miami Heat do too, but again, I think that, you know, this team has made a priority to make sure that they rebound the basketball, and that's going to start with guys like, you know, Jason Tatum and Al Horford. So for me here, Ryan, over 7.5 rebounds for Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I like that as well. I mean, it seems like whenever Boston plays Miami, you think of the seven-game series last year. Tatum has a good showing, I think, because Miami doesn't really have a wing guy that has the size that Tatum has. I mean, Jimmy Butler is great, but Jimmy Butler is an old-school guy compared to Jason Tatum, who's a younger, wiry guy.
Yeah, and again, the one thing that I think we're going to see more possessions in this game as well to open up more rebounding opportunities, because we saw in game one for the Boston Celtics, their head coach, and you can attest to this as well, Joe Mazzulla, really wants them to push the pace, and we saw that in game one against the Philadelphia 76ers. So, I'm liking it. I know you know the coach very well there.
Joe, yep.
What are your thoughts about him going into this season for him taking over as a head coach for the Boston Celtics?
I think he's going to be great because he kind of seemed to be the glue of that coaching staff with the players. I mean, multiple guys, the development of Marcus Smart over the years, Jaylen Brown, and of course, Jason Tatum. They all have spoken very, very highly of Joe. Joe's paid his dues. He obviously was a point guard for Bob Huggins here at West Virginia, was a Division II coach at Fairmont State, then works his way up with the G League team in Maine. I'm drawing a blank on their name. I think it's the Red Hawks.
I would have no idea.
Yeah, it's a team in Maine, and he's been a head coach at multiple levels. And you saw the celebration after game number one. Those guys seem to want to play for him. So, I mean, he's got a talented roster here. It'll be interesting to see if he can get him back to the finals, and if they win it, if he can be the guy going forward in Boston.
Is it the Iowa Wolves?
It might be. I thought it was the Maine team, but, you know.
Oh, wait. You said Maine. I'm sorry. I don't know why I put Iowa in. What the hell did I put Iowa in there? Let's see. G League. Maine. I don't know. It said Celtics to me, but I'm completely wrong about this. But, yeah, anyways.
They're in the Northeast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, you mentioned it with their new head coach. I think that these guys want to play for him, right? And it's not in the situation that Boston went through in the offseason. You got to have the player supports to feel good about your job. And I think that they provided that, you know, by saying all the right things in the offseason, especially after game one. So hopefully, you know, they'll pick back up right where they are the Boston Celtics going into this season. All right. Before we get over to our next player props, let me tell you guys about No House Advantage and where you can play these player props as well. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play and pick 'em contests versus other people for a shot at winning $250,000 or more in cash. Download the app, choose the contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus a house and 20 times your entry if you hit all of your picks. Bet on up to 5 player props, over-unders, or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app on the app stores to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Roster brought to you by Babbel. Look, in high school, we really didn't pay attention in those 4 language classes that we had to take. It was just something that we wanted to check off of our list, just get the credits, get a passing grade, and graduate high school. But maybe now we're regretting not paying attention in those classes. But that's why Babbel is here. Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson so you can start having a real-life conversation in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There's also so many different ways to learn by their podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. It also comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. All right, Ryan, let's keep it rolling here with our next player props. So, man, what do you got for your next player prop?
I'm going to go to the Bay Area, and I'm going to go to Jordan Poole. I know he's been in the headlines for other reasons, but I'm going to take the over 16.5 points for him. I know Clay's on a minutes restriction right now, and I think Poole's going to continue to get more and more minutes. He finished the other night with just 12 points on 4-15 shooting. But you look last year when he played the Nuggets out in the Bay, he had 30 points and 29 points in games 1 and 2. And then last year in the regular season, he went over that 16.5 mark easily in 3 out of the 4 meetings.
Yeah, I know Jordan Poole, at least in game one, it was a rough shooting night for him. But again, this guy is going to be pivotal to their offense throughout the season, right? I think that, again, Klay Thompson doesn't look like the Klay Thompson that we saw prior to his injuries, obviously, just because of the significant injuries that he is coming off of. But we know Jordan Poole is going to be the first guy off the bench for them. He did play 28 minutes in that game against the Lakers. Again, like I mentioned, he didn't have a great shooting night, where he was only 4-15 and 2 of 9 from three-point land. He does still finish the game with 12 points. And again, if he had, would have knocked down a couple more shots or gotten to the free throw line a little more, he would have gotten over this number. So at least tonight, going up against the Denver Nuggets, I expect him to have a better shooting night defensively. Denver, in their first game against the Utah Jazz, were not very good. They gave up, 123 points in that game, I believe, to the Utah Jazz. So I think Jordan Poole should bounce back here tonight. I think that he'll get some more open looks against this Denver Nuggets team. And again, he is going to be on that floor, because we saw what Steve Kerr said, is that both Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are still kind of working their conditioning back, and their minutes are not going to be starters minutes for another week or so. So again, insert Jordan Poole into that, where he will be playing significant minutes on the floor for the Golden State Warriors. So I love that for Jordan Poole. Again, another player that we highly touted for him to win Sixth Man of the Year. So he's going to have to fill up the basket and earn those points for the Golden State Warriors. All right. For my next player prop, I'm going to go to that late game tonight, and that's going to be between the Phoenix Suns and the Portland Trailblazers. I'm going to go with their superstar player over there on the Phoenix Suns side. That's going to be Devin Booker. Go over his 27.5, I think, is the number for him. Let me double check. 27.5. A little bit of vig on the over here. You know, in game one, it was really curious to see that Chris Paul didn't finish that game for the Phoenix Suns. And I don't know if it's an injury thing for him, or they're just limiting his minutes to 30 minutes a night, but, or maybe just Monty Williams wanted to stick with those guys that kind of brought them back and won them the game. But We take a look at Devin Booker in that first game against the Dallas Mavericks. He finished that game with a team high, or I think it was tied for a team high, in 41 minutes played for the Phoenix Suns. And he was efficient from the floor as well. 10 of 20 from the floor, shot 50%, finished up that game with 28 points. I know it's just barely over this number, but I think that he's going to have to play those significant minutes here tonight and be that guy off the bench, or sorry, not off the bench, but in that starter role and score points for them. Chris Paul, like I mentioned, didn't have a great shooting night. They got contributions from guys off their bench, but I think Devin Booker, going up against this backcourt defense, especially with Damian Lillard and Anthony Simons, who don't really play a lot of defense. We saw in game one where De'Aaron Fox went off for 33 points against that backcourt. So I think at least in this game here, Ryan, I don't think that Devin Booker will have issues, you know, scoring the basketball and then getting to the basket like he has been. And he's been one of those players throughout the season, going back to last season, where he gets the ball early in that first quarter and in that first half and is able to score points for this Phoenix Suns team. So I think asking him to get in the range of 30 to 35 points here tonight, or at least over 27.5 for this Phoenix Suns team, I don't think is out of the realm of possibility. So Devin Booker over 27.5 points here for me tonight here. Ryan, any thoughts on that?
I like that too, because I mean, we've seen Devin Booker. He's kind of like when Klay Thompson was before the injury. He could run off 15, 20 in a row just by himself. So you mentioned it. Chris Paul didn't finish the other night. I think they're kind of, it's kind of a load management kind of thing. And then it's a, it's a marathon in the NBA. So that group, that second group had gotten the team back in it. So he said, Monty Williams, like, hey, man, let me roll the dice, see if I can finish in. And they ended up getting a great comeback win to avenge that playoff loss for the short time being.
Yeah. again, I think that just the pure matchup that he's going to have to going up against Simons or Damian Lillard, those guys, you know, we, like I mentioned, don't really play defense. So Devin Booker for me, over 27 and a half points. All right, before we get into our best bet for our player props here tonight, let me tell you guys about Fubo TV. If you watch Fubo TV, you need if you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Mm-hmm. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone included, plus games in 4K at no extra charge. It's over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment. It's a fraction of the cost you would have to pay for cable. Watch on all your devices, never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Last but not least, we're also brought to you by OddsTrader. What is OddsTrader? OddsTrader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare odds and the different sign-up codes and promotions from sports books to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has bet trackers so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. So to take advantage of this, all you got to do is go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, Ryan, let's close it out strong here. Let's get into our best bets for this Friday night schedule. What do you got as your best bet?
I'm going to go to the teams that made a trade in the offseason. For Rudy Gobert, he was really good in the opener. I know he had 23 and 16. I'm going to go under 31 and a half for combined points and rebounds.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, because I think Gobert's going to be at the top of the scouting report now that he had a really good game in the opener. I think kind of he comes back to the mean a little bit, and he could have 15 and 15, and he's still going under that. Career-wise, he averages, 12 and 12? So I think kind of more similar night like that. And he's not sneaking up on his former team, in my opinion. And they're going to put him in a bunch of ball screens as well.
Yeah, I think you nailed it there, is that they know, or like, I mean, even though it is a new head coach here, I mean, they have the scouting report on what Rudy Gobert is not good at, especially defensively. Yes. And you take a look at game one. All right, 23 points and 16 rebounds. But you take he had to be that guy for them in that game. But you take a look at the other two stars on this team. Anthony Edwards didn't have a great shooting night. 4 of 17, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 11 points in that game. Carl Anthony Towns, 36 minutes, 2 of 10, 2 of 7 from three-point land. He only had 12 points. So you're expecting them, those two guys, to have better shooting nights and do the bulk of the scoring. You're not going to have to rely on Rudy Gobert to get you 23 points in this game here tonight against the Utah Jazz. So again, the concentration for Rudy Gobert, he's going to get his rebounds. We know that, but I don't think you're right. The points probably won't be there for him tonight. And just for the reasons that, I talked about with expecting Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns to have better shooting nights, because they were combined, 6 of 27 in game one, and they were 3 of 14 combined from three-point land. So I think that's only going to take away from Rudy Gobert's production, especially on the offensive side of the basketball. So love that. Best bet for Ryan there, under 31.5 points and rebounds combined for this game tonight against his former team, the Utah Jazz. All right, for my best bet, and you led off with this one, it was Tyrese Haliburton as my best bet, over 17.5 points here tonight. Look, this number should be at least at 20.5, and I don't think the market and the bookmakers have caught up to this, and I don't think they will until this guy keeps on scoring over, 20 points per night, 25, 26 points per night. We talked about it when you gave out the prop that the trade over from the Sacramento Kings over to the Indiana Pacers. This guy has the keys to the offense now. He is that guy for them. It's going to be him and Ben Mathurin and Chris Duarte. But like I mentioned, in game one against the Washington Wizards, he led the team in field goal attempts. He's going to get the minutes played, and he's going to be able to get up the shot attempts as well, like I mentioned. And I wouldn't be surprised he puts up a 30 piece here tonight against this team with the San Antonio Spurs, like we mentioned, that are going to be one of the worst teams in the entire association, and also one of the worst defenses. They really don't have a guy defensively. Maybe Keldon Johnson, they'll stick on him, but I still think that the quickness Halliburton has, that he's going to be able to score points at will here tonight. I expect this game to be a track meet, a shootout, and I think that he's going to get over this points of 17.5. So I'm expecting at minimum right here, Ryan. And I think we both agree with this, that he should have 20 points here tonight against the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I gave all the reasons why I thought he was going to go over the points and assists, and you just echoed it. In honor of Mr. Villain Terrell, Tyrese Halliburton to get a triple-double tonight is 19-1.
Ooh, all right.
And, yeah, so I'm looking at that, and I'm like, we both think he's going to go over his 17.5. I think he's going to have over 9.5 assists. He's only gotten over 10 rebounds once in his career, but last April, he had a game where he had 19-17-9. Maybe against these very bad San Antonio Spurs, he could get over and get that 10th rebound.
Yeah, hey, maybe sprinkle a little bit on that 19-1. But yeah, definitely expecting not only a big game here tonight from Tyrese Halliburton, but also a big season for him, as we have a lot of stock on him, or at least I do, to win Most Improved Player of the Year. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the PropCast. Again, we'll be here 3 times a week for the PropCast for the NBA season. So again, if you're not subscribed already to the PropCast, make sure to do so. Again, the prop market is definitely starting to heat up in the just in sports betting in general. So it's a really fun market to talk about, and we'll be here throughout the season for NBA and also the NFL. So yeah, make sure to subscribe and listen to us, and hopefully we can put some cash in your pockets. Ryan, anything else you want to get off your chest, my man, before we get out of here, and I let the people know where they can find you on social media?
No, you guys can find me at Moneyline_Mac. Moonoff mentioned it on the NFL pod as well, so go check that out. Moonoff's on that as well. Go check out the Main Station with Ryan and Sean, and then, of course, go check out the College Experience. I'll be over there with Colby and those guys previewing college basketball games here in about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, college football is on the horizon as well. So, again, a lot of great stuff happening over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And make sure to head over to the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, to get all the great content that we have for the NBA season, NFL season. NHL is underway as well. Golf is underway. It's sports time, guys. So, again, now is the time to get over and come join us on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the PropCast. I will be back later with Rod for the NFL Week 7 props, NFL player props, so look out for that as well. Till then, good luck with your picks. Let's break these books off and let it ride.